This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Roads Rewind.
I've gotten a lot of requests to go over what I mentioned a little earlier today and just basically let folks know what has happened here, especially with social media being down for the most part worldwide today. That certainly meant that we were without here in Augusta, and you may have missed the word or the news that longtime Augusta Players director Debbie Ballas passed away last night, early this morning. She had suffered with a debilitating illness for quite a few years. God bless her. She faced that challenge about as well as anyone I've ever seen face such a physical challenge. She was celebrated not too long ago with an official retirement celebration at the Imperial Theater that many of us were blessed to participate in. I got a note here a few minutes ago from my friend Ryan Abel, who sums it up very, very well. This again, the words of Ryan. Debbie Ballas was not only a mother to her children, but also to many of us who perform for the Augusta Players. The Augusta Players is her legacy and her extended family. Today, I grieve with Chuck, Penelope, BB, Claudia, and Eddie. I find happiness in knowing that she and Richard Justice are together again, and I find peace in knowing that she is singing with her whole heart and with her whole voice in heaven. May her memory be eternal. I mentioned a little earlier today that Debbie was the perfect choice at the perfect time for the Augusta Players. There are lots of artistic people that are involved in Augusta's art scene. There are a ton of business people that are very active in Augusta's business community. Debbie was the perfect combination. She and her family had done such a wonderful job with Luigi's and Little Luigi's before that through the years. They understand what it means to hit a payroll. They understand what it means to maintain budgets. They understand what it means to have a working business model that makes all the quote-unquote magic possible. I was joking around a little earlier today that incredible lasagna, that wonderful Greek chicken, all of the baklava, whatever it happens to be that you enjoy at Luigi's, is brought to you by incredible family recipes and family cooking talents that don't mean a thing unless there is a business model behind them that helps support bringing those wonderful recipes to you on a plate on a regular basis. And Debbie and her family mastered that years ago. When Debbie came into the picture with the Augusta Players, they were literally up against the wall, and she and a few other people banded together under her direction to help save that organization. As a matter of fact, here was a note that I got from Donna Hall, who years ago was the president of the Augusta Players. Austin, I served as the president of the Players in 2004. Debbie was a tireless advocate for the arts, a truly stunning woman with enormous talent and a sense of humor that was beyond. I, along with countless other people, will miss her. All the love to Penelope, BB, and Claudia, and Chuck. I'm positive she and Richard are orchestrating a heavenly, wonderful production. And again, taken from us after years of battling very valiantly pulmonary fibrosis. I cannot imagine what her family feels, but as I said a little earlier today, her legacy are the incredible performances that continue on stage with the Augusta Players. Her lasting legacy are her children and her grandchildren, who will continue to pay great dividends to this community in every way possible for the rest of time. And there's no bigger contribution that any human being can make than to entertain us, to make us smile, and to comfort us in our times of sadness. When Richard Justice passed away last year, as much as that hit her, she was a beacon of light and hope and optimism for so many, knowing and remembering the wonderful gifts that his talents had brought to the area. And now we're saying the same thing about Debbie, an incredible voice, an incredible acting talent, but the perfect combination of business acumen and artistic excellence that the Augusta Players needed at the time. We're going to say goodbye to her this afternoon with her very favorite song. This will take us out. Debbie Ballas in heaven, no doubt. Richard Justice joins her, and maybe even Judy. Who knows? Debbie, we'll miss you.
Heard of once in a lullaby. that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind. Troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly.
Listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's News Talk and Information Station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.